That was the original classic Night of the Demon. We went on when I was chatting with Dave to discuss the quality of songs, just in general, quality of songs in rock, in pop, and melody that's important. And a good song being a good song, regardless of genre.
Yeah, I'm the same, yeah, exactly. I've just said to you, like, I'm a sucker for a song. No matter what these guys or what it originates as, the songs to me are great, you know, in life we talked about publishing the third, this, that and the other. And I think in any form of music, you know, I remember many years ago, you know, I had a job and we're working in a publishing company and going back to the 70s and the guy came along and I think ELO were just happening. I mean, they're in the charts again there because ELO stuff's still as good as ever. And the guy sat down at a piano. I think he'd written something like "I've Got a Lovely Bunch of Coconuts." He was about 60 odd. In those days, he lived on it forever. And he sat down to me at this piano and he went, "Hey there, Mr. Blue." You know, and he sang it playing on a piano like he would in the 30s.
Yeah.
And he said to me, "Good song's a good song, lad." And I remembered that forever. You know, he picked out Mr. Blue, Blue Skies, ELO, but it could have been something from the 30s, because the melody's great. And it stuck with me forever. I thought, yeah, no matter what the music is, whether it's folk, whether it's pop, whatever, you know, if you go, wow, that's good, and I'm one of them, you sound as though you are, yeah, that's a bloody good song. So you can either turn it into a rock song, turn it into anything, but at the end of the day, I think it's all about the music.
Mm. And are you still enjoying it as much as you?
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's still, the occasion is, you know, you work on something. I mean, we spent some time on this one, and I've been quite fortunate up to now. I mean, there's some stunning reviews and people coming on. I mean, when someone mentions, I've seen a few reviews, and someone's mentioned, this is probably as good. You know, some bloke said it might be better than anything we've done. I wouldn't go that far, but this is as good as we've made in the past. Well, for me, after 30 odd years, then we've probably made a decent album. So it's still that little bit of magic, you know. You're ringing me up. We talk about music, and you know, it's yeah. I think what you do is, if that's gone and the light goes out, then just walk away. But like you say, you know, Tigers of Pantango, you know, put something out that I've not heard yet, and it's, they've obviously thought to themselves, well, what's the point of just doing a filler because we're doing a festival or this, that, and the other? We all do that. I couldn't be doing that. I just want to say, well, you know, let's try and always better what we did before, you know, whether you can or not, I don't know. But I think if you've got that attitude, you've got that feeling, it's not a commitment. Like I say, once again, I've been sold about 50 million albums. You say, oh, they want a commitment, do they need another thing? So maybe you would do it like that. But for me, I'm still on the sort of treadmill of, let's make the best album we've ever done. You know, still got the same old thrill about doing it. The same with the live work and all. You know, my ears are shot and everything else. It's,
how do you cope with that?
I'm not quite as bad as some people, but, you know, it's, I'm okay. You know, you have to have the earplugs and you've got to have your protectors and everything else. Cause, the problem is, over the years, we've all enjoyed doing this, but we never realised, you know, the monitor systems 30 years ago were not the same as they are today, and you know, in ears and everything else. So, you know, we all go, it's just protection these days. You can't have new ears. You can have new eyes, but not new ears.